Good Monday morning to you. It is time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are WK and Ken Boyce. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be back with you this morning. It is a beautiful day. Sunshine here in the Ozarks. Who would have thought it?
Sunshine. Really? Sunshine.
Everybody get outside today and enjoy it. Get out and get moving. And enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy this warm weather. It's almost like spring out here this morning.
It is gorgeous.
It doesn't seem like a 30th of June, but it's really good. It's really good. If you're listening to this morning and you'd like to give us a call, we'd like for you to call in and talk to us. Number is 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056 or star 56 on your cell phone if you're out driving around and you're not around the phone. Give us a call on your cell phone.
This is The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling based on Christian principles for real life solutions. As always, I'm Ken. This is WK. In studio, we have a couple of special guests. We have Stephanie, who is our CFO. She also handles the front desk at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Say hi, Steph.
Hi.
And also, we have my daughter in studio this morning, Miss Kiana. Say hi, Kiana.
Hi, everybody.
So this is a family event, and just a lot of fun. It is a gorgeous morning out.
It sure is.
You know, this is absolutely the greatest country on the planet.
Literally.
The greatest country on the planet. So many times, you look around in the news media today, and for some reason, they seem to blame America first. How in the world could you live here and not appreciate it? You know, I actually think one thing people need to do more often is actually get out. Go to another country. Go down to Mexico. Go down to Tijuana. Go throughout the Middle East. Go down through Asia in that area. And then come back and decide what the status of America is. America is the greatest country God has ever put on the earth. Blessed in so many ways. So many times we have it so good, I don't think we really appreciate what we've got here. But this is a great country. And today, as we get ready to go into the 4th of July weekend, happy birthday, USA.
Hey, you know, I've been looking over here on a lot of the news websites this morning. I have not read a paper, but I've looked at the news websites. And, you know, you're always seeing, I mean, the headlines are always saying, like, U.S. feeling gas pains. I thought that's a unique headline. You know, where oil passes $143 a barrel for the first time. And what's the price for Bill Clinton's support of Obama? You know, that type of thing. And pregnant GI's death is a homicide. Missing girl's uncle arrested on unrelated sex charges. All kinds of stuff going on that are traumatic, dramatic, and really negative headlines about the human condition, about what's going on, not only in this country, but around the world. There's also an article on the Fox News website. It talks about Captain Ivan Castro, who was blinded by mortar fire while serving in Iraq. And he was on a rooftop, and a mortar landed about 5 feet away, and it blinded him. And this 40-year-old captain is determined to stay serving in the Special Forces. He is the only blind person serving in Special Forces in the military. To me, that's just, that's awesome. That's awesome that someone who is willing to serve his country, and he went into the service to serve his country, is willing to stay in the military and willing to continue to serve this country and find new ways in which to do that, to stay in the Special Forces to do that. To me, that's just awesome. That's courage. To me, that's really what is great about America. There's a lot of things we want to talk about today of why America is great. But America is great because of its people. Because of the everyday person, the man and woman, who gets up and goes to work and raises a family, who goes and serves their neighbors, who takes care of the neighbors, watches out for those in the neighborhood. For people who go join the military and who want to serve their country. For people who are serving in so many different ways, America has a serving heart. America is good. The people in America are good people. This Captain Ivan Castro is just a typical example of that. Someone who wants to serve because he believes in the greatness of what this country is and who this country is.
You know, to all those that are serving the United States, both here at home, and for those that are serving abroad, and we have a large percentage of people that listen to this show via the internet, between friends and family, emails go out, and from the countries where men and women are serving, This show was heard on a weekly basis a lot over in the Saudi Arabia, Persian Gulf area. And so to the men and women that are out there, to those that are listening, that are away from home right now, we just want to say thank you.
Yes, we do.
And if you have someone that's serving abroad and you want to be able to come on the air and say hi, feel free. Give us a call at 862-9977. If you're outside the area or listening via the internet live, that's 800-375-0056. And if you see someone today that did serve, say thank you. If you see an old World War II vet and he's sitting there having breakfast, pick up his check. We have a debt of gratitude that we can never fully repay. But be sure to thank someone today.
If you're looking at this country, you're tired and you felt like you've been dealt a body blow over the past several months because of the economy, because of things that you may have been facing in your own personal life, because of struggles that are going on, and you think, what is good? What can I look at that's really good? You know, Scripture talks about the things that are positive, things that are good and pure and honest and great. Think on these things, Paul says in the book of Philippians. And we need to focus on those things because many times life is a struggle day after day. But to look at things that are good, look at the things that are great about this country, about the neighborhood in which we live, about the state in which we live, about this whole country. It's just awesome. There's so many things that we can be thankful for. There are things that we just need to be very verbal and outspoken and say, I like this country. I love this country. There are plenty of people who every day are telling the world why they don't like this country or why they hate this country. They don't take a break from that. And so I encourage you, all of us, from this July 4th till next July 4th, every day, tell somebody what is great about this country, what you appreciate about living in this country, and why this country is, in our opinion, the greatest country in the world. You know, we talk about this country is great because of the rule of law. There's not one person, there's not one party that controls this country, whether it be local or state or nation. We are a nation, we are a state, we are a community of laws that we're all accountable to, that laws are greater than the people, that everyone is accountable to the law, the freedom of speech. You know, it's great that we can be on the air and that we can talk about this country and we don't have to worry about being censored because we talk about the country. If we say what is good or what is negative about the country, we can talk about it. Or the freedom of religion. You know, in this country, we can share the gospel, we can share the good news of Scripture, the good news of Christ, without being fearful that someone will come in and arrest us, as would happen in other countries around the world. We had the freedom to go and worship wherever we chose to go worship yesterday, without fear that someone would come in and arrest us for going to worship, as happens in some other countries around the world. And because we have freedom of religion doesn't mean we have freedom from religion. And that's a significant point, that people have tried to say that religion has no part in our culture, has no part in the public arena. But without religion, there is no public arena. Without the principles of freedom established in the principles on which this country is founded, there is no public arena, which the debate of ideas can take place. And we have freedom from oppressive government. You know, in this country, and it's not true of other countries around the world, or a lot of other countries around the world, but in this country, the power of the government flows from the people to the government, not the government to the people. And so these are some things that are great about this country that we need to celebrate. These are things we're celebrating this week, especially on the 4th of July, but these are things we celebrate every day and that we live by every day of our lives.
So many times in the media, I hear people talking about, well, I have the right to do this or I have the right to do that. Well, I have a right to health care. Well, I have the right to be taken care of. You know, nowhere in our founding documents do we have those rights laid out. We look today, look at the entire movement for this quote-unquote green movement. You hear terms like renewable energy or zero emission cars. And so many times we have this vision of a utopia where we get something for nothing. Something for nothing. Everyone wants something for nothing. We want to go to the dentist and have the greatest teeth in the world, but we don't want to pay for it.
We want someone else to pay for it.
We want to drive our cars. Not have to worry about it. Let someone else pay for the gas. Let someone else pay for our health care. Let someone else pay for our housing. America's greatness doesn't come from its social programs. America's greatness comes from its people, from the hearts of its people. I get into the discussion a lot. People ask, well, Kim, what do you believe? I don't believe in socialism. I do believe in personal benevolence. I help people when I can. As we look at what the country has, and people talk about, well, it's not fair. It's not fair that someone has this and someone doesn't. What makes the country fair is that everyone has the opportunities to be the best they can be. America is the great equalizer. It's not the one to blame. And it gets frustrating. You sit there and wonder, how in the world could people be so short-sighted to think that you can get something for nothing and that I deserve it? I'm entitled to it. Really? You were born in the greatest land in the world, where opportunity abounds, where people risk their life and limb to get here for the same opportunity. And we've seen time and time again people that did immigrate to the United States and become hugely successful because they had the opportunity and they took full advantage of it, something we don't seem to do.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, come from other countries into this great country of ours. They immigrate here. And they do so for the purpose of the opportunity, not that they're guaranteed anything. They've sacrificed everything by leaving their home in the country in which they've grown up in. They immigrate here to take advantage of opportunity, not take advantage of a system, not take advantage of anyone, but take advantage of opportunity to be educated, to have an opportunity to find a work, to take a job that a lot of other people won't take who are born and raised in this country, but who, because of taking advantage of opportunity, they prepare themselves for opportunities to come. It's just remarkable how many people who are born in other countries who immigrated here are now some of the most successful people in this country.
And they have such a great love for the country.
Oh, my, yeah.
A huge love for the country.
They have a really different standard of comparison. You know, our satisfaction, our contentment, really lies with standards of comparison. What we compare our life to, what we compare our situation or the context of our life to. And so it's important to know that even though we may not have made as much money this year or we made more money this year, where is that in comparison in the overall context of where we could be? What could have happened? We need a broader perspective. And that's what other people who come to this country see. They look around and see no opportunity to really succeed in life. And so they come to this country to find that.
You know, the other thing is, as we talk about all this, and someone, if you're out there talking to people and you overhear someone start complaining about the United States, 2 weeks ago we had one of our best shows. It was all based on the tagline of the show, which, it's your life, it's your choice, make it a great one. Our choice. That was one of the most responded to shows that we've had. And on the internet, it's already had 27 playbacks this week. We just posted it Thursday, and it's already been played back 27 times. So if you have a chance, go back and listen to the June 16th show. Go to Springfield MFI, for Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com, and go to the radio archives and take a listen. But the response was almost immediate. We got off the air, and we had people calling the office wanting to know where they can get a copy. But choice and opportunity, these are things that we have control over. When someone's bad-mouthing the United States, we have a choice to stand up. For all the things that you can complain about, and we talked about that, America's favorite pastime. Dan, do you remember that? Putting that over, and everyone was calling trying to find out what America's favorite pastime is. We had baseball, we had TV, we had eating. Complaining. Complaining is America's favorite pastime. But you know what? We have the choice of how we choose to live our life, of how we choose to respond to what's going on. So many people, you have the glass half full, half empty analogy. Most people don't realize their glass is 90% full, and they think it's only 10% full. Perspective. We have the choice to see from how we're responding to what we're seeing in the country, how we see the United States, how we see our lives, whether we decide to be, we choose to be happy, whether we decide to choose to influence others in a positive way, to stand up for the country, to take opportunity, to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. Those are our choices.
Our life is a series of choices. That's exactly our whole point. To take advantage of every opportunity to choose, to make wise choices, good choices, to stand for what we believe, to identify who we are. And that's so important because as an individual, we either identify ourselves to those around us, or there's many people more willing to step in and to identify us for themselves. And that's true also as a country.
Say that again.
If we're not willing to identify ourselves, to tell people who we are, what we think and what we stand for, what we want, what we need, what we expect, what we will accept, what we won't accept, all of those things, there are people more than willing to step into our lives and tell us who we are, what we think or what we feel or what we need or what we are about.
And most of the time, how do they do that? They put you down.
Yeah.
Every time.
They want to control. It's all about power and control. And nations do the same thing. If, as a nation, we don't stand up and identify who we are. We're the people. We're the nation. It's not the government. That's not the government's job. It's the job of the people. You know, the Constitution begins, we the people. Okay? We are the citizenry. We are the country. We need to stand up and identify who we are, what we are about, what our principles are, what truth we embrace. Because any nation that doesn't do that, that doesn't identify itself, is really a nation that another country or other people will move into, and they will change their history and change their laws and make that country their own. The principle is the same. It's all about power and control. We have to continually, every generation, identify who we are and what we're about.
The three greatest needs we have, not only for individuals, also apply for our country.
Yeah.
If you ask the question out there, what is the greatest thing you can think about of our country? What is something that America is great for? Or something that is good about America? Give us a call, 862-9977. We have Bob in Springfield. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. What a beautiful day in the Ozarks.
Oh, isn't that true?
I like about them. Yeah. One of the things I like about this great America, we were founded as a Christian nation, and they can rewrite it any way they want. I would urge everybody to William Federer's book, America's God and Country, 5,000 quotes of our founding forefathers, and also presidents right on through today. You know, that we were founded as a Christian nation.
We were,
you know,
yes.
They're trying to throw this $7 gallon gas. We ain't going to let it happen. Number one, the geo-high-pressure gas is there, 23 trillion convertible barrels, according to a number of geologists.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, hydrogen converter, which changes water into hydrogen and oxygen. Seemed like God put a lot of water on the earth. Folks, don't buy into this fear crap. The good book says something about God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
That's right.
We are American. Thank you, guys, and thank God Almighty, and thank our soldiers standing up.
That is
even
so true.
Even the homeless soldiers, they're having a stand-down program down there at the old Social Security building. The census reports that we have 600 homeless veterans in Springfield, Missouri. Mm. We're going to change that.
Good.
One at a time. And thank you guys for your program. I'm encouraged. And let's be encouraged. We're American. We have a lot to be thankful and be proud of.
I agree. Keep up
the good work, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Well said. Well said.
If you'd like to join us in studio, 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. What is great about America? Kiana, what's great about America?
We have independence, and we also have freedom and liberty.
What do you like to do with your freedom?
I like to talk to my friends and be free. So, like, if we want to because me and my friends were trying to help the environment because we're trying to help people who kind of trash the environment sometimes, help them know that it's the environment and it's not real right. And on our playground at my school, me and my friends, we were had to clean up after the guys who were working on the houses over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were throwing the trash onto our playground.
Oh.
So we had to clean up their mess.
So you helped clean up?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. That's a good lesson learned.
An 8-year-old girl picking up, cleaning up, being proud of her school, being proud of her area. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Can you tell people what grade you're going to be in this next year?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. And what are you learning at school?
I'm learning more math about parentheses and different ways to divide, like long division.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher told us a way to divide. There's like these letters going down the side.
Yep. Wow. There's all kinds of different ways to do multiplication and division.
What are you learning about the country?
We learned about, we took a test about our area and our vice president and who our president was and our House of Representatives and our two, what were they again, Dad?
The governor.
Yeah, there was the governor and the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my gosh. This one's going to be tough. I can't remember.
You were telling us on the way over here this morning who the vice president is.
Dick Cheney.
Yes.
Also, and just to remember him, I use his initials, D.C.
Yep.
Just like Washington, D.C.
No, there are grown people in America who cannot tell you who the vice president is. Did you know that? There's some people who don't know who the president is.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the president?
George W. Bush, whose father was George W. H. Bush.
George H. W., that's right.
Oh, sorry, I got confused on which way it went.
Yep. Yeah. George H. W. Bush, that's right. You're right.
And you know, the opportunity, Kiana, for our children to go to school, to public school, you know, one of the reasons why we want to educate our children and grandchildren is so that you can be an educated citizen and you can know about the documents of this country and the history of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to learn.
Yep. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. It is the bottom half of the hour. We're going to take our bottom half of the hour break. If you'd like to join us in studio, 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. We'll be back.
Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m. where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Here in America.
Kiana's over here singing in studio. She loves to sing.
Now, here in America, we're talking about what's great about America, what's good in America. And on this 4th of July week, not only this week, but every other week of the year, we need to be proud of America, be proud of the country in which we live. and stand up and identify ourselves as Americans. Stand up and identify who this country is and what we are about. What we are about. You know, here in America, even a poor person, more likely than not, will have their own car, a paying job, and a dwelling, whether that's, you know, an apartment or a house, that they don't have to share with another family. Here in America, we have a masterfully written constitution based in good part on God's word. That's endured for over 200 years. You know, some countries in, around the world have had several just since World War II. Here in America, we vote for elective leaders in regular non-violent elections. And when a party loses, we expect a peaceful transition of power. Here in America, we can purchase just about any kind of firearm we choose and use it in defense of our person and expect to be able to offer self-defense as a defense against criminal charges in court. And that was affirmed by the Supreme Court last week.
Yes.
That Americans can have the right to own and
to bear arms.
To bear arms. Yeah. Here in America, we can travel from place to place without specific government permission. Here in America, we can access whatever information we want to on the internet without government blocking websites. So here in America, we don't have to fight for freedom in our streets. Instead, we're taking the idea and the principles of democracy and freedom to other countries around the world. Now, there's a lot to be said, but this week, as the 4th of July week, take a second look as we celebrate the 232nd anniversary of our Declaration of Independence, and thank God for John Winthrop's shining city on a hill, the United States of America. Freedom, freedom is what life is about. We're born to be free. That's what the founders of this country believed, that each of us are sovereign powers, a creation of God, born to be free, to be governed by no one but God alone. That's an awesome principle of life. The psalmist said in Psalm 33:12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Paul said in Corinthians, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." That's what this country's about. Now, the freedom expressed in the documents of this country are principles of freedom that the founders believed came directly from God. And so that's what we're talking about today. If you'd like to give us a call here in the studio, it's 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. Or if you're out driving in your car, it's star 56.
On your Altel cellular phone. What are you grateful about? What is great about America? Give us a call, 862-9977. Name one thing that makes America great.
Kind of what are you thankful for?
No, I was going to ask a question.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
Are the four founding fathers the faces on Mount Rushmore? Or
the forefathers, are they the faces on
Mount Rushmore? That's a good question.
There are
not all of them.
Not all of them. A couple of them.
They're all presidents.
But a few of them were founding fathers.
George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were part of the founding fathers.
Who are the other two?
Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln.
I knew Abraham Lincoln had to be on there.
Yeah, most people consider him our greatest president.
George Washington's my favorite.
He's your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln's mine.
I know. Your office is full of Abraham Lincolns at your house, and so is at the office at your work.
That's right.
Everywhere you
That's
turn
exactly
in
right.
your offices, you see Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Dad loves to study Abraham Lincoln. Your papaw does.
I know.
Yeah. You know, a lot of thought have been in a lot of talk lately about the economy in this country. I want to go back to that just a minute. A lot of people are talking about what kind of trouble we're having in this country, how bad the economy is, and we're in deep recession and all those types of things. But we need to look at this, again, more factually and not just listen to the hype, the spin of the news media, because it's an election year, and they're doing all they can to get their man elected, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so we need to just kind of sit back and understand more about the economy that we're in. What about the housing market? How bad is the housing market?
You know, the housing market in Springfield, the market's moving. You know, we've heard East Coast and West Coast, and you hear all the doom and gloom. And a lot of people on the East Coast and West Coast are hit hard, there's no doubt. But it's not what's happening in Springfield. You know, we've had a downturn. There is a slight advantage to the buyer's behalf. But if things are priced right, things are selling. But you wouldn't know that if you listened to the news. If that's all you listened to was your 30 seconds on the evening news, you'd think there wasn't property selling anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And right now, housing prices are great. The interest rates are incredible. And the choice, the availability to take a look and pick between 20 homes, it's your choice. Pick the one that's right for you.
Yeah.
It is a great time to buy. But we have to make the choice. We have...
Bob from Ava.
Another Bob. Good morning, Bob.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. Not at all. I'm doing great. I just wanted to relate an incident that happened to me. I served in the military for 20 years, and it encompassed the start and the end of the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
And one day, I was walking out of the grocery store in Charlotte, Florida, Port Charlotte, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a holiday or anything like that, but I had a cap on that said USN retired. And there was a lady came up to me and said, "You served in the military?" I said, "Yes." She says, "I just want to thank you for the service that you provided for our country." And that will stick in my mind until my dying day.
Wow.
That someone just thanked me for my service. And I didn't think I was doing anything special. I was very patriotic and enjoyed the military and enjoyed serving our country. And for someone to do that to a complete stranger and say that, I thought that was very nice. And
that's
one of the things that I like about America is people are free to express their own ideas. There's a lot wrong with America, but there's more right with America than there is wrong.
I agree, Bob.
But
even our founding documents state, in order to form a more perfect union, not the perfect one, but to increasingly make it better. From the very beginning.
Yeah, we have problems, but we have a lot that's right with us.
You bet. There's no question about it. We're the greatest country on earth, and we don't foist ourselves on other countries. We try to help them the best we can. We spend billions of dollars on foreign aid to,
we sure do.
To other countries.
And that's to share the benevolence of what the United States has.
Pardon me?
That's to share what the United States has, benevolence from its people.
Yeah.
We had was it Myanmar? We couldn't even get the food in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But the United States
stepped up and said,
"Yeah, that's a screwball thing, you know." But I'm for America, obviously. I'm retired now. I have been retired for some time. But I love this country, and I'm as enthused about this country as I was when I was in the military. I enjoyed serving the country.
You said you were USN retired. What were you, Bob? You said USN, U.S. Navy retired?
Yeah.
What were you?
E-8.
And rate?
Fire controlman.
Fire controlman. I'm an old electronics technician. An ET-2.
All right.
So, senior, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your program. I think you provide a very good service. You know, you're on, and you pay to be on, probably.
We do. We do.
For your company, and I'll tell you, I've listened to you an awful lot.
I appreciate that.
If I ever have any occasion to use a company like yours, yours will be first on my list.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Kiana, you want to say something?
Thank you, Bob, for serving for our country. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your call.
America really is the greatest country in the world.
Let me share some things about talking about the economy a minute ago, and how strong we are as a country, You know, we talk about, again, body blow after body blow economically and how bad things are in this country. Let me share this information with you. I thought this was really cool, that compared to other countries around the world, how strong this country is, the gross domestic product of this country is $13,222,000,000,000 in 2007. Now, what that means, let me just kind of break it down. I found a really cool map from WordPress. It broke down according to the states, the gross domestic product of each state in the country of the United States, compared to other nations around the world. What it showed was that California has the same GDP as the entire country of France, and that Illinois has the same gross domestic product as the entire country of Mexico. New York has the gross domestic product of Brazil. Florida is the same as South Korea. These are states compared to countries.
Ohio versus Australia, that's a continent.
Ohio versus Australia, yeah. That's a whole continent. Yeah, and Michigan is the same as Argentina, and Missouri has the same as Poland, the country of Poland. And these are states, individual states of the United States compared to other countries in the world. And if you'd like to find out more about that, you can go on to just Google GDP of Missouri, and it'll pull it up for you. You can see the map there. It has a cool map, and it's really interesting. Tennessee has the same GDP as Saudi Arabia. Now, who'd have thought?
That one I'd have to see to believe.
Yeah. It's just remarkable. State of Washington has the same GDP as Turkey. It's just incredible how strong this country is, how economically strong this country is, that the GDP of the United States is as strong as the... Well, let me just find it here.
Well, you'd have to put all different countries together.
It's for the countries. Let's see. Japan, Germany, China, and Great Britain combined. Those countries, Japan, Germany, China, and Great Britain combined. That's just remarkable. That's just awesome. And we think that we're having economic problems in this country. We think that because there's a little strain right now among our individual economies in our home, and I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying that this country is strong. You know, the other day, President Bush stepped up and said, you know, the American economy is strong. And it's like the news media said he was an idiot because he was just blind to the real world out here. But the real world, when you look at the facts and figures, show that we are a strong country economically.
Well, the other thing is to actually get out of the way of the American spirit. You know, Harry Reid came on and said, we can't drill our way out of this for production of energy. Well, Harry, where you been? We haven't drilled the past 25 years. That didn't help. We need to drill. We need to produce our own energy.
And we've not built a refinery in 30 years. We've got to be able to process the oil that we drill.
You know, America is great because people stand up and take the opportunities that are presented to them. America supports itself. We've always had to, you know, pull you up by your own bootstraps, but be creative in the way that we're able to produce and make a great country, to take full advantage of the opportunities here. And we need to maintain and nourish that spirit. And so many people want to crush it. I've heard so many people say, well, we need to take the United States down. They're the lone superpower. They're too big. The United States doesn't need to be brought down. The United States helps bring others up. Anytime someone wants to bring you down, try to bring them up.
Now, they need to mainstream America. You know, that's kind of the mindset. And Ken, you're exactly right. America brings everybody else up because of the strength, the mighty strength of this country, the mighty financial strength and the moral strength of this country.
Well, we're hearing the buffer music here in the background. If someone decides to tell you you're a victim, make a choice to say, no, I'm not. And take the opportunities that we have. This is the life you've always wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Go take us out at springfieldmfi.com. Give us a call, 882-6767. It's your life.
It's your choice. Make it a great one.